Among the many critics of the decision to leave the Paris Accord is the Sierra Club. Bob Shishelsky chairs the Energy Committee of Sierra Club's Atlantic chapter. He says the Trump administration clearly favors fossil fuels, but so do many governments that are still tied to the accord.
Even oil and gas producing countries like Russia or coal burning countries like China realize that something has to be done here. It's almost like we've let profits go to the point that we don't care about people or life. And that's not right.
While President Trump was making his announcement, Governor Andrew Cuomo was signing an executive order confirming New York State's commitment to environmental standards, including 50% electricity production by renewable sources by the year 2030. Travis Prue, with Albany-based Environmental Advocates of New York, says the state has noble goals, but the problem is that Cuomo has not secured them through legislation.
Which means the next administration, whomever that could be, could simply come in and revoke them and change them. And suddenly New York State no longer has these goals on the books. And what we want to see is it put into law, which means you work with the legislature, you actually get the goals set into law. That's what California did.
Prue notes that one of the major corporations that urged President Trump to stay in the accord was ExxonMobil, which ironically is under investigation in New York State for allegedly lying about the impact of its products on the environment. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.